from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm sorry. We're 34 minutes in, and I honestly feel like an apology is necessary. Like, I know we talk about this a lot, but I am literally so sleep-deprived in the last 6 weeks. And it's not funny because it's a major health concern, but I get it.
Well, I'm not
like,
laughing at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, but... but it's trending the wrong way. So I feel like if I've been talking a million miles an hour or stomping over you unintentionally, I apologize for that. I want it to be a good show.
It is a great show. It's awesome. We failed to do something that Mike Shoup did really well yesterday. He was early for the break three times.
That's why we went late today.
But yes, we're making it up for
sure. So incredibly, you brought up Darren Dreger in the first half hour.
Yes.
And I actually wanted to create a segment today because Darren is normally on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And in his absence until the season starts, I thought we should do what would Darren say?
Oh.
Or what would Dreger say?
Pair that with the team of the day. What would Dreger say about the Ottawa Senators?
Well, Dregs actually used to work on the Senators broadcast,
yes,
regional broadcast, and they are the team of the day. And Darren also used to work in Edmonton, where I used to work, and that gives me an opportunity as we segue into team of the day to say happy birthday to legendary Ottawa Senator Sean Van Allen.
Oh, yes.
And now this is all tied together with Edmonton and Ottawa and Dreger and yours truly, because we've all walked in the same path. Van Allen used to be a standout American Hockey League player for Cape Breton when they were the Oilers Farm Club. And I'm blanking as to whether it happened in the AHL or the NHL, but Sean, unfortunately, got knocked out in a game early on in his career. And the story, as it was told to me in Edmonton when I worked there, was they said when he came to, tell him he's Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, no.
So when I saw today that legendary Senator Sean Van Allen was 57 today, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to share this. This was one of those, you know, urban, like, legend stories.
This is a very, very typical AHL of the 90s type of thing, like play games. A guy gets knocked out, and when he wakes up, you're like, hey, Wayne, what's happening?
Hey, this Gretzky legend.
Oh, it's good to see him. Hey, he's got the grandkids running around. I love it, Mr. Mike Foligno.
This is great marketing right here.
Absolutely.
Love this.
Yeah. Mike
Foligno in the house.
At the Sabres Alumni Golf on Monday, he was looking great. We met Sunday night. He was awesome.
Amazing.
So love having Mike Foligno here. Although, the question comes with the Ottawa Senators, team of the day, is that...
Look at this guy, live on the air.
Come on, get in between us.
Get in between us. Welcome back.
Golfing the other day. We're still looking for his ball.
Yeah, you're still looking for my ball. But I did win the tournament, so just letting you know. So say hi to everybody watching on MSG.
Look at this.
The great Mike Foligno.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
Doesn't he look awesome? He's so fit. He looks great. He's chasing all these grandkids around, so that's probably why or whatnot. But,
amazing.
But, okay, so that leads me to... Like, how long do rivalries... That's why I was like, somebody's coming at us. The security thing is on. How long do rivalry last? Because, like, when Mike Foligno was here, that's the Sabres had a rivalry with the Flyers from some of the mid-70s stuff and more. And, you know, and then later, like the Ottawa Senators were a big time rival to the Buffalo Sabres from the mid-90s.
Which started in 97 with their first ever playoff appearance and Derek Plant's
winner. And then it was the next year with Pekka Yashin, right? It's like
2 years later, 1999.
Yeah, 99. Yep. Pekka, and then, you know, you take that into Pominville goal and then the year after losing
Alfredson,
to Ottawa.
Yeah.
So that rivalry from, you know, 97 to 2007 was huge.
Yeah.
Are the Ottawa Senators still a rival to the Sabres? When fans show up, do they still think we hate the Senators? No. I don't think it is.
No, but it should. But obviously, we know the Sabres' urgency to get back to the postseason, and Ottawa has the exact same thing. They've missed it seven straight. We got a cameo from Jacques Martin last year, which made it feel like the rivalry of old. But going to miss you, Jacques.
Travis, Patty Lalime, Chris Neal, and Dennis Vial to make that.
Exactly. And Travis Green is now the head coach, and they are trying to end their drought. They got a Vezina winning goalie for free, in my opinion, in Linus Ullmark.
They gave Kopitarlo. He's on my departure list, and I put him first, and I'm like, I probably should have put him last, but that's okay.
So I unearthed an interesting stat on the Ottawa Senators. They were 23rd on the power play, 29th on the penalty kill, neither of which is very good, and it's made more pronounced when you consider that by a wide margin, Ottawa led the NHL in special teams time advantage. They were almost 100 minutes to the good, meaning they got way more power play than they had to penalty kill, and they couldn't get either of them right last year. So
that's a problem. That's a problem. But I think that the power play should not have been that bad. Look, they had Chychrun and they had Chabot and Sanderson on the back end to lead and quarterback that. Mm-hmm. They had Stutzla and Giroux and Tkachuk and, you know, Pinto came in later. Mm-hmm. Norris got hurt. Drake Patterson. Like, they have some offensive talent. They went and got David Perron this year, kind of a little bit like Claude Giroux, to add a little veteran winning leadership, because Perron has had a lot of success wherever he's gone. So does he move the needle way up? No, a little bit. The biggest thing, you talk about numbers, they were bad in special teams. They were bad in, they didn't score as much as they
wanted. They were 28th at 5-on-5, so that wasn't great.
It's not great. The worst thing, they were last in one category.
Save percentage?
Save percentage by team. They were at...
That was a guess, by the way, so be proud of me.
884. They were tied with the Philadelphia Flyers for last in the league at 884 team save percentage. Now, Linus Ullmark is going to help that. And a healthy or healthier Anton Forsberg should help that as well. But can you bring it from 884 to 902, 903? Like, that's a big jump. And Travis Green has never been great AHL coach with Utica, did well. But in his years with Vancouver, in 4 and 5 years, really, he made the playoffs one time, missed three times, got fired the other year. With New Jersey this year, when he took over Lindy Ruff, it wasn't much better.
No.
Okay, there was some injury and goaltending was an issue, but... You know, now he walks into Ottawa. I feel like Ottawa picked Travis Green. I have no confidence in what Travis Green can do with the team right now. I feel like that is a, they're hoping, but I think they missed the boat on that. They wanted Todd McClellan, but the LA Kings weren't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Columbus.
Columbus, that was Todd McClellan. I think Ottawa won McClellan too, but they picked Travis Green. That's what it was.
Producer Jeff, can we get a
yes? That's sign? Right. He's nodding. Yes, he's right. That was Columbus.
No, but here's the thing. I'm imagining this real life scenario. Like, how many jobs did McClellan not get? Because his agent said, no, you're making too much money from L.A. We can't take another job.
Well, I mean, he was rumored here in Buffalo a little bit. And obviously, he was the number one choice. Yeah. And he's been rumored everywhere. But yeah. Ottawa decided to go to Travis Green. I'm not confident in what Travis Green can do. So that starts there.
Well, I think this is a fair question. And you're not going to like it. Because it's going to feel like I'm putting you on the spot. But, hey, if the shoe fits. Buffalo, Ottawa, Detroit, Montreal. Like, who's the most? Look at this. Can we get a second cameo on the show?
We got Mike Foligno on, and now Lindy wants to jump in.
His teammate. Teammate.
He's working. He's got to go work. Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Can we? Who's going to miss Detroit?
Who's going to make it? Like, all these teams that we keep talking about, and we've already done Detroit team of the day, and we've already done Montreal team of the day, and now it's Ottawa. And we talk about Buffalo, obviously, every day. Like, who's making the jump from this group to get in?
So, my prediction for the year is 5 Atlantic teams make the playoff, 3 Metro does. Mm-hmm. The only two that I'm basically saying they're in a different class is Toronto, Florida. Mm-hmm. Toronto, Florida is making the playoffs. Okay. 1-2 in the Atlantic Division. Montreal is 8, in my opinion. Okay, so now you got 1-2 and 8 figured out. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's 5 teams and 3 playoff spots. So you got Boston, Tampa, Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa, and you have 3 playoff spots for those 5 teams. That's the way I see it being played out this year.
But everybody's tweaked the roster.
Yep.
Honestly, I know this is a hard question to answer, but, like, where is Ottawa and Buffalo? Where are Ottawa, is that right?
Yeah, where
I'm
are the Ottawa Senators?
I'm asking you for grammatical help here.
Yes, where are the Ottawa Senators compared to the Buffalo Sabres?
Right.
Ottawa didn't make a lot of moves, right? They added Linus Ullmark, and they added guys like Noah Gregor and Michael Amadio.
Well, Jensen's
Amadio
in on the blue line for Chychrun in that deal.
Yeah, they lost Chychrun. They lost Kubalik. Like,
made the most.
The big piece
if I'm wrong,
is Ullmark.
Did they not make the biggest impact?
From what they needed, yes, 100%.
Right.
Like Detroit, it's Detroit. I feel like Steve Yzerman just threw darts at the wall and he says, we're going to get this
guy. But he's not even done yet. That's the thing. Like, I mean, he has to
sign Raymond.
He has to establish his salary cap structure kind of moving forward, right?
And it's not done.
Right.
I think Detroit is the last piece. So now, if you go back into my original question, Boston, Tampa, Buffalo, Ottawa, 3 of the 4 teams, in my opinion, make the playoffs. So either you got to have a big comeback to earth moment for Boston or Tampa, or it's either between Buffalo and Ottawa for that last spot.
Is Tampa getting Gensel bigger than Ottawa getting Ullmark?
No. Because Tampa getting Gensel is, in my opinion, just a Stamkos replacement.
And the production is likely to be the same or similar. All they did was get a little younger at the forward position, right?
Yeah, but they did.
Like, we don't expect Gensel.
They lost their captain.
Like, right. Gensel's an incredibly consistent scorer, delivered as hoped in Carolina, really. I mean, just go back and look at that window, and they wanted him. But, yeah, like, we don't expect Gensel to all of a sudden vault into the 110-point category where he gets into the conversation of Hart Trophy. But if you're looking at what Ottawa could have with Linus, although the real question, and I think I blurted this out last week maybe when you weren't on, and I think it was Shayna and I, Linus has still not even played 50 regular season. He had 49 in a season. Is Ullmark going to get 60 games with the Senators, and will that allow the Senators to take that leap back into the top 8 in the East?
A fully healthy Linus Ullmark for the full season is going to play 58 games with 24 to Anton Forsberg.
And or some combination of Sogard.
Sogard or whatever, right? Yeah. So I say 58 games for Linus Ullmark. I think Ullmark to the Ottawa Senators has the potential of being the same impact as Matthew Tkachuk going to Florida in a different way. Because Tkachuk went to Florida and it changed everybody.
Right.
everybody played different because Tkachuk was there. Allmark has that impact in net because if he makes the save and plays anywhere near the level he was with Boston, and even here in Buffalo, which he played at a high level, he's done that on teams that are not as good. Mm-hmm. Some people may say, oh, Allmark did great in Boston because the Boston Bruins were good. Okay, go back to the time here in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He did well on a team that didn't
There's
make
a
the
reason
playoffs.
Boston signed him to the contract.
So if he plays to that level, it makes Stützle, Brady Tkachuk, Claude Giroux, Patterson, Pinto, Norris, everybody better. And Norris coming back from a third shoulder surgery. So that's where I see Allmark's impact could potentially have the same impact Tkachuk had with the Florida Panthers.
All right, quick timeout for us. Back.
Are we late for the break?
No, we're right on time.
Oh.
And back after this on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.